Good morning, my name is Swadek Mayanja. You guys can call me Q, and yes, I am indeed a male nurse. And on this podcast, I will be bringing you news, current events, research, fun topics for nurses everywhere. Let's get to it. So back to work. So for the third story of the day, I want to talk about a super brave young lady who is standing up to power. I'm talking, this is resistance personified. I absolutely love this young lady. So a 12-year-old girl in Colorado is suing the Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Attorney General of the United States of the goddamn Americas is being sued by a 12-year-old girl, and it's an absolutely amazing reason. So, the lawsuit claims that there is an unconstitutional federal prohibition on medical marijuana. So, she is on the weed, and she's 12, but understand, medically. So, she has an actual reason to use it, but let me give you some context before I go off on this entire tangent. So, Alexis Bortel, that's the 12-year-old girl's young name. She uses a strain of cannabis oil called Haley's Hope. I love that name. Just side note, I know I just said I'm going to give you the full context, but side note, Haley's Hope is literally the craziest, greatest name for weed. If I were to go to a corner and tell someone I got some kush named Haley's Hope, I mean, I'd be selling that shit hand over fist. That shit sounds pristine. Moving on. So, with the lawsuit, she hopes that the lawsuit will at least normalize medical marijuana. Her best hope, she said, is to legalize it nationwide. So if you don't know what's going on with marijuana right now, let me just give you a brief history of what is going on. Real brief. Marijuana is currently classified as a Schedule 1 drug. If you don't know what that means it is classified in the same grouping as heroin, and it's considered more dangerous than substance. Considered more dangerous than substances like cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. This I called Q. I'm Q the nurse. I'm usually talking to most nurses out there. And you know, nurses, healthcare providers, you know, cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl are absolutely insane to be in the same sentence, same category, same classification as weed, but it is not. It is considered a classification lower when it comes to harm, which is, and I said just healthcare providers, but with the opioid epidemic that's happening in our country, most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, these are some deadly, deadly drugs. Weed itself, there has never been a single case of an overdose of weed. I cannot believe that this is still the country we live in. Moving forward, Alexis Bortel and her family moved to Colorado to be able to legally obtain cannabis oil to treat the epilepsy. So you might have said if you knew what's going on with marijuana, you might have said, oh, Q, she lives in Colorado, it should be legal. Nope, that's the end of the story, not the beginning. The beginning is they lived in Texas. So in Texas, they were not able to get the weed. But what happened in Texas? Doctors in her home state of Texas had discussed the possibility of her receiving a brain surgery. So these are the options. And you ask yourself this question. If you had to choose between brain surgery and or smoke some kush to get those seizures from happening, which would you choose? Like, is that even a question? This lady, she is the bravest lady of them all. I mean, she's 12 years old, and obviously her parents are helping her, there's lawyers and everything, but for her to be the face of this lawsuit against the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, I think is beyond brave. Good for her. She's standing up for herself and for the rights of millions. Okay, number one, I'm in the camp that thinks that marijuana will be legalized nationwide recreationally. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. It's the will of the people. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. But for her to have stood up at this time right now to fight for her rights, saying that this is useful, I believe in her. Congratulations. All right, thank you guys.